From family barbecues to rainy days, your home is where family memories are made. Let Tri-Peaks Air help keep it at just the right temperature. With energy-efficient solutions like the Carrier Infinity heat pump, you'll get reliable heating and cooling for every season, because comfort matters, especially when it comes to your family. Save big with incentives and rebates for a limited time. Contact Tri-Peaks today at TriPeaksAir.com. Tri-Peaks Air and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Our words are so powerful and can change the world around us for good or set the world on fire for evil. The book of James has a lot to say about how we use our words. James 3:3-10 says, "If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire! And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so." If you have ever watched a horse racer, you would see that they put a leather contraption called a bridle around the face of a horse. The bridle has a little piece called the bit that goes into the horse's mouth. The big horse is controlled by the little bit in its mouth. Just a gentle tug to the left on the bridle will send the horse in that direction. That big beast is controlled by a little steel piece in its mouth called the bit. A massive ship is also controlled by one of its smallest parts. Think of all the huge parts on a ship. What really directs the boat? It's the rudder. A rudder is a device used for steering and maneuvering a ship or boat. It's one of the smallest pieces, but often it's the smallest things in our lives that have significant control over us. The same is true with our tongue. While comparatively small to most of our body, it has more power to control our future than any other body part. James compares our tongues to a forest fire and the fire of hell. Fire causes damage. Our words can cause damage as well. The words you say can destroy relationships you have built your whole life. You can say something in 30 seconds that will ruin your whole life or the life of those around you. In verses 7 and 8, James talks about the power of humanity has shown to tame wild animals, yet is still unable to tame the tongue. Think of all the great accomplishments humanity has made over the past 2,000 years since James wrote this book. We've flown to the moon, created phones that can call people on the other side of the world, and even created moving holograms. However, we have not found a way to control our tongue. The same tongue that we use to praise God, we often use to bring people down. Let's say you come up to me and tell me how great of a person you think I am. I would be flattered and very thankful for the compliment. However, if the next moment you tell me you hate my kid, I'd be full of anger. Even though you praised me, it would not matter because you use your words to bring down my children. We often do the same thing to God. We praise him, but then gossip about and discourage his children. Our words truly matter, since they hold such weight in both our life and the life of those around us. We should try to control our tongues. One way to use our words for good is by giving encouraging messages to people. The Holy Spirit lives inside every believer. As a believer, you may feel nudged to give an encouraging word to someone. That is often the Holy Spirit prompting you to use your words for good. Another way we use our words for good is by keeping quiet. Proverbs 11, verse 12 reminds us that it's better to keep quiet than to talk about your neighbor. If you're going to gossip or say something hurtful, it may be best to keep that to yourself. We can also use our words for good by having hard conversations with people. In Matthew 18, we see that sometimes we need to talk to people when they sin. We need to keep in mind that we need to speak with love and care when having hard conversations, instead of coming from a place of judgment and self-righteousness. It is not just about what you say, but how you say it. The truth is that at some point in our life, we will use our words to cause evil, whether that be by discouraging our spouse, gossiping about a friend, or talking harshly to a neighbor. We will have earthly consequences for those words. But those words will also qualify someone to enter hell, because when we speak maliciously against our neighbor, we're not only sinning against a human, but also sinning against a holy God. But there is one who has always used his words for good. Where you and I tore down our neighbor, he lifted them up. When you and I gossiped about a friend, he always told the truth. Where you and I assassinated someone with our words, his words led to life. That person is Jesus. In Jesus, we find forgiveness for our life-crushing words. Not just that, in Jesus, we find a way to control our tongue. As you grow in a relationship with Jesus, he changes your heart, which will change the way you speak. So I encourage you to come to the one who can cause you to speak words of life to those around you.
I would like to encourage you to be mindful of your words. What you say matters. What you say has an effect over your life. And the Bible is very clear about this. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The Bible says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Proverbs 12, verse 18 says, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." So take mind of what you are saying. May the word of the Lord be the main thing that comes out of your mouth. The word of God is living, because it's able to address the deepest needs of every human being, at any time or any place. There is always something in the Word of God for every situation. Thank you.